You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
Seven sixteen on Tuesday mornings, we welcome into the studio Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing pretty good. We were just talking about how balmy it is this morning.
Well, 17 degrees seems rather balmy.
Right.
If you're in the tundra here. Now, if you're in Florida, those folks down there, I feel so sorry for the folks in the south. It's just, we're used to this.
Yeah.
It gets cold, it snows, we're fine. My mother-in-law was wondering, she lives in Texas, and she was wondering if our grocery stores were empty, and we're like, no.
No. They're full of people, but they're not.
The shelves aren't empty. So it's just, it's one of those things like, this is just another day in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. In fact, it's one of those, well, it's snowing again. What do you want to do? Let's go shopping or something.
Yeah, let's go check out and see what's going on downtown.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, they got all the ice sculptures this weekend. So,
right. You know, it's cool stuff going on. Every once in a while, you know, it's kind of fun to go down to the lakefront and see take a walk down there carefully on the icy sidewalks. see the ice, the natural ice sculptures, the water that's been crashing up on the lake.
Oh, or
just see the lake frozen.
It's definitely.
Kind of a cool thing, the crazy things we do up north.
Well, you know, and it's a good bonding activity if maybe your dog has got a little bit of stir craziness
going on,
right?
One of my dogs has a lot of stir craziness right now because of the cold weather. So we have certainly been doing some extra dog time outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a nice segue into today's topic of doggy date night. Now, here we are approaching Valentine's Day. So here's your public service announcement for all you gentlemen out there. We're just 11 days away from Valentine's Day. So don't forget that. But we're going to talk about what you can do with your dog to celebrate those bonding nights. So Valentine's Day, date night, quality time, it's not just for people. It's something, you know, spending time with your dog is kind of a cool thing to do. It helps them. Building the bond between us and our pets is just something simple, meaningful ways to strengthen that. Why would we want to do that? Well, dogs are social animals, so their relationship with us is built on trust, predictability, and positive interactions. And when we do intentionally spend time with them, anxiety and stress decrease, behavior improves, training becomes easier, and we often notice health concerns earlier.
That makes sense.
The dogs benefit too.
Right. So. Right. Yeah, because if you notice the normal behavioral, you will notice the abnormal behavior.
Absolutely. Then. So if you're spending time, and just, you know, you can think of a dog date night as a preventative care for the heart, yours and theirs. Because if you're going out and exercising, doing that little extra walk, it's good for both of you. So, you know, the simple thing, one of the low-key date nights is a home spa night.
Ooh.
And I mean, this is one of those things that it's not just about beauty. It's about touch and trust, which includes gentle brush sessions, warm towel wipe down. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a warm towel?
That sounds good.
But, you know,
throw
the towel in the dryer, warm it up, and then give your dog a rub down with the warm towel. And in rehab, we use towels to wipe the dogs off, and it's so fun to see them come out of that. They're a little wet. We're drying them off, and they just light up. They're like, you know, the exercise session and the treadmill was cool, but this towel wipe down, this is amazing.
That's what I'm in it for.
This is why I'm here. Nail trims if your dog tolerates it. Now, that is not a spa moment for my dog. She hates it. So, you know, clearly if your dog hates it, don't consider that a spa moment. Ear checks and then light cleaning. So some dogs do enjoy having their ears cleaned. So these are just little things that you can do. You know, it doesn't take a lot of time. Just go slow. Offer treats because that's the positive reward for that sometimes.
Right.
If you're doing some of those things and there's a cookie involved or a plate of peanut butter, you know, nothing better than that. Talking slow and gentle and softly to them, too, is something that's reassuring. That's the one thing that if we talk real high-pitched and we're excited about that, it's rapid-fire, they just get wound up versus if we're just talking very gently and going, good dog. They settle down, and they're kind of like, oh, this is cool and relaxing. Hmm. So for many dogs, it becomes a calming ritual, and it helps us, too. Brings our anxiety down, brings our stress level down, which who couldn't use a little bit of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Homemade dog treats. It's another thing you can do. Certainly lots of recipes on the internet about dog treats. Some simple favorites are plain pumpkin puree frozen into a lick mat, or we use that at the clinic for a treat for dogs that need something that's longer lasting and they're hypoallergenic. We put it in little Dixie cups and freeze it.
Okay.
Peanut butter, make sure it's doesn't have xylitol in it, because some of the peanut butter brands, for whatever reason, have put sugar, xylitol, sugar-free agents in it. So you can mix that with a little plain yogurt or baked treats using oats, banana, and egg. So certainly, if you use an egg, cook it. No salmonella. act of preparing your dog's food. It's just like cooking for, you know, for your loved ones. It's just that act of love baked into, you know, just yummy goodness. So it creates a powerful connection. So always remember to avoid chocolate, grapes, raisins, onions, garlic, and artificial sweeteners. Mm. Playdates, walkers, and adventures. Some dogs like to bond with a shared experience. If your dog loves to go outdoors, relaxing playdate with a well-matched dog friend. So if you've got a neighborhood dog that the two of them like, hey, schedule some time to go meet up. You know, go to the park, or just even go, you know, go for play date over at their house. They could come over to your house. Have some time, dog-to-dog time. Long walk somewhere. Certainly, winter times, not, you know, it's cold, but like we said, it's warming up.
Right.
So, you know, we're getting to the temperatures. Put some boots on them. Put a coat on them if they've got rather short hair. Certainly don't go for a super long walk if it's super cold outside. Where we're getting into the 30s, these guys can tolerate the 30s a whole lot easier. And certainly if you've got their feet protected, they'll be able to go longer because they're not going to get that snow crammed up in their toes. Hiking in the nature somewhere, and the Kettle Moraine has some wonderful trails to go hiking on. Locally, Pets has some amazing trails to hike around it. If you're doing this now, though, I can imagine that there are going to be some icy patches, so just be cautious. Even a slow neighborhood walk, though. Letting them sniff, not being in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting them kind of explore. And then it's a fun thing for them because, you know, that's enriching for them to be able to use their nose. It's not about the distance or the speed. Sniffing's a mental enriching exercise and deeply satisfying for them. So let them explore. If your dog is reactive or shy, an outdoor adventure may not be a good thing for them because it may be frightening. So just keep that in mind. And then matching date night with your dog. Not every dog wants to have the same kind of date night. So just, you know, you have to.
Just like every human date
night. Just like every human date night, right. So, yeah, my wife's not a big one to go out to, you know, an action movie.
Okay.
So I love action movies. In fact, I love sci-fi action movies. She's not a big sci-fi person.
So you gotta choose.
Right.
Choose
so I may have to suck it up and go watch a rom-com or, you know,
a musical.
Musical. Right. Yeah. So if I took her to Wicked 2, she would be ecstatic.
There you go.
Because she really wants to go see that, and we have not made it there yet. But that's one of those things that would be a win for her. So that's the thing. You know your dog. If your dog would prefer calm activity or just a high activity, social time or quiet companionship. Structure, freedom. So you have to kind of look at, like, do they need structure? Do they not need structure? And just know your dog and then do the things that they would enjoy. And the cool thing about it is this just builds a little extra time for you to bond with them. All they want to do is spend time with us. It's not about the thing that we necessarily do. So they don't care that you took a 5-minute walk. They just think it's cool you went for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we might like to go, like, I like to go on vacation. I like to go somewhere. I like to spend days doing that. They're like, you know what, 5-10 minutes, it's a cool thing. So we don't have to put, you know, tons.
The life of a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they just like to get up and do it every day. So, you know, at the end of the day, the doggy date night isn't about perfection. It's about being present. It's about you just spending time with them and them spending time with you, because that's all that matters. And that'll make their life better. And in the flip side of that, they make our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're going to allow us to calm down with them, de-stress, remove some of that anxiety, make life better. And that's what it's about.
Right, right. I mean, dogs know when you're stressed. They can read it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I've had them come across the room when I've had a stressful day at work. I've had client dogs come across the room and, like, lean into me. And the owner's like, bad day today, huh? I'm like, well, not necessarily, but it's been a little stressful. The dogs know.
Right.
Or sometimes they're like, nope, I'm going to go hide over here in the corner because I can tell you've had a stressful day. Yeah, you know, so they still read it, but it's kind of cool to watch them read those things in us, and they can see right through us. So you can't hide it from them; they know.
I walked into the room one time, sat on the couch, and my cousin's dog went. And I'm sorry for the visual on the radio, but for Dr. Russ, he went like with the head up, like, oh, it just hit him, like, oh, you had a bad day, didn't you? And
right.
Came right over on the couch. So.
Right. They can see that. They just pop their head up and they're like, maybe even cock it a little bit to one side, look at you like trying to discern whether or not, you know, where are you at? And they go, oh no, I'm going to come around and sit next to you because I'm going to absorb some of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it does. It just causes you to causes all that stuff to melt away. I was talking about, you know, like I love my wife, but if I come home and I've had a rough day and she says, hey, how was your day? I'm like, ah, and then that may be the end of the conversation. Right? She may not really want to know, but my dogs don't care. Like they'll come in and like, oh, dad had a bad day. And then it just, you know, they nudge you and kind of like, hey, come on, we want to go outside. And then, or sometimes just lean into you and just kind of just try to make you feel better. And that is, you know, they live for that.
Yeah. Well, it's very good, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. If we want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital, maybe bring our beloved pets in. How can we do so?
Well, you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, once again, thank you, sir, for coming into the studio and braving the not as cold temperatures this morning. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Pete, we'll see you next Tuesday.
WLIP Morning Show, 727 on this Tuesday.